Here in London, several government MPs have strongly criticised the politician in charge of the House of Commons, the Speaker, John Bercow, after he said President Trump shouldn't address Parliament when he visits the UK. The position of Speaker is supposed to be politically neutral. There have also been renewed calls for the Prime Minister, Theresa May, to cancel the state visit. Here's our London correspondent, Rob Watson.
Reaction to John Bercow's effective branding of Donald Trump as a racist and sexist, not worthy of addressing Parliament, can be split crudely into two. One is, well said. The second is anger, mainly from MPs from the governing Conservative Party, who believe the Speaker's comments threaten to undermine Theresa May's efforts to be nice to Donald Trump. One of those angry MPs, Andrew Bridgen, insists it also undermines the neutrality of the Speaker.
It was clear yesterday evening that there was a lot of dissatisfaction amongst colleagues, outrage even, that he'd overstepped the mark and compromised the neutrality of the chair, which I think is key to the office.
Nonsense, say other MPs, among them the Conservative John Burns.
What the Speaker of the House of Commons was doing was reflecting the view of a significant number of Parliament who do have concerns about Donald Trump, how he behaves, and the thought of him possibly coming to Parliament when he comes to this country on his state visit.
The Speaker himself, who though small in stature is very much a larger-than-life character and loved and loathed by MPs in almost equal measure, is sticking by his decision to speak out.
Whilst I completely understand that there can be different views about this matter, and we have heard some of them, which should always and all be treated with respect, I was commenting on a matter that does fall within the remit of the chair.
Although this episode has highlighted the strong feelings among British politicians about Mr. Bercow, it is above all a reminder of the dangers Downing Street faces in pivoting to another controversial politician, namely Donald Trump.
Rob Watson. Rebels from Colombia's ELN left-wing group and government negotiators have begun talks aimed at ending more than five decades of conflict. They come after the success of 4 years of negotiations with Colombia's largest rebel group, the FARC,